Damskat na wao na wago maganak, payak mi pit net sigason egwa.
Fun wo de sigasoyan, tatawa, welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour, everybody. I thought it would have been cool since we spent some time on the West Coast this past weekend to give you some words of things that we've seen over there. Things that were relevant to our visit to British Columbia. One of them that I was mentioning was we ate a lot of fish, actually.
Canoe seo.
But, you know, there's actually, yeah, canoe seo would be like fish, but there's an actual word for salmon in Cree. Susasu. Or mistamik. Yeah, something like that. But the way susasu is spelt, it's all long vowels. So it's S, long O. S long A.
Susasu.
That means salmon.
Susasu.
That's such a treat, hey, when we get salmon out this way. Like, you just know our people love it. Like, when Dallas was campaigning, he gave away all of our salmon that I saved at home. All our canned salmon. So susasu or kinusu. Or kinusu would be how you'd say it.
Really?
Yeah. So,
but
say,
mistamik is salmon as well.
Oh, susasu is actually how you would say salmon.
Okay, susasu.
Stick to one word, Dallas.
Settle down, you're supposed to say it.
Settle down, getting fancy.
Mistamik.
Oh, another good word that we can go over that we've seen over there is cedar, or more specifically, red cedar.
Yep.
Those red cedar trees. Boy, we went through Stanley Park over there. We drove through there. With our baby, and those trees are huge. Dallas almost, he's like, these are almost as big as those redwoods. And how you say red cedar is mi-kwa-sit.
Mi-kwa-sit.
Yeah, mi, you have to have that little H sound, mi-kwa-sit.
Mi-kwa-sit.
Sit.
Sit.
With a T. Mi-kwa-sit.
Mi-kwa-sit.
Yeah. Mi-kwa-sit. It's almost like you hear that mi-go. Mi-kwa-sit.
Yeah, because miko is red, right?
Yeah, and that is red cedar. And cedar trees, to our people, all of our tribes in British Columbia, they hold a really sacred spot. You know, it's almost like our buffalo that we have in the prairies over here. They use it for clothing. They use it for all kinds of stuff. House, and, you know, cedar is such a beautiful smelling smudge as well, too. That is one thing. I think another cool word that we could share is ocean in the sea, since we spent some time there. And that's kichigameo.
Kichigameo.
Or you could say kichigami.
Kichigameo.
It's like saying a big water almost. Kichigameo. Kichigameo.
I like the way that, I could say that.
Kichigameo.
Kichigameo.
Yeah, that's like ocean or water. I thought it was really beautiful. It's such a treat. You know you're by the ocean or the kichigameo. When you can smell it and you feel it in the air, and you definitely felt it there. Another thing that is, you'll hear a lot of stories about, or places, you know, they're pretty prominent in this part of that part of the country, is Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Holy.
And you know, actually, the word for that is mistapeo, meaning a big man or something like that. But cool thing about that word, and why I wanted to bring this word up, is that actually our MC for the whole weekend, he's a Nehio Napeo from Thunderchild. Yep. And everybody knows him over there as Bigfoot. So Mistapeo is another word that you guys, we wanted to share today. Another thing that is really prominent in what the West Coast is known for is mountains.
Mountains.
The mountains are such a beautiful thing. You just feel an energy there. But how you say mountains in Nehioewin is Wachi.
Wachi.
Wachi. That goes back to, you know, we always talk about the word for Edmonton, Amiskwichi Waskaiganik, and that is Beaver Mountain House. So you hear that every time you hear Wachi, it's talking about like a big mountain. That kind of goes like with the word for hills. I can't quite remember it. Let me think about it.
Wachi, real quick. Though, that's such a word that I've always remembered. Even going growing up, you would always hear that word Wachi, and but it's I'm glad that we got to share that today.
Yeah, Wachi is for mountains, like big hills, stuff like that. So Wachi is mountains. Another word I wanted to share from over there is the word for forest. There are so many trees, and I think that's the one thing that people specifically go see when they go to the West Coast is the forest. And a word for forest is sacao.
Sacao.
Sacao. Sacao. Yeah, like a long A. Sacao means forest. I guess another way you could say it is, I think the plural way, if you want to say like a big forest, is sacaoa.
Sacaoa.
You just add the at the end, and it means like, it's like a pluralized form of sacao. Sacao is like a bush or a forest. Sacaoa is like sacaoa. Lots of them. Sacaoa.
Sacaoa. Meets it sacaoa. It always reminds me of the thing that I always tell people, sagak.
I woke up in a bush.
Yes, yeah. I woke up in a bush.
That's what you always say to people, saying that you're
sagak anutsa
winskain. I woke up in the bush.
Osam the wigmagan, why weeping it?
Because I threw you out?
Yeah, because my wife threw me out and I woke up in a bush.
I wonder how many people believe you when you really say that.
But I think it's just because it's just the story of it, right? And and you know what? I got that's a text that was created for me from one of our language teachers, Wayne. I was going to say Wayne. Wayne, you know Wayne. What's his Wayne?
Jackson.
I was going to say Wayne. His dad. But he was a person who was a really good teacher of mine, of ours, absolutely. And
Talking about our trip to BC, though, on our way back, we stopped at this little cafe. It was called Kukuli Cafe or something. I guess they have them all over BC.
Yeah.
And it was like indigenous food. And we were so like excited to pull up there. We pulled up there and I got like, they had like tacos and bannock and stuff like that. But we go in there and they started playing our music and they gave us free little bannock balls.
It said, don't panic, we have bannock.
Yeah. But you know what? They had the most delicious food there. And I thought, oh, this kind of looks like it's Munya Rand. Like it's, you know, the way some of their food looked. I was like, this isn't Indian food.
go ahead.
I had a really... Like the one of the main things that you've seen on their menu was Saskatoon berries, Misasquatomina.
Yeah.
And that is for Saskatoons, and I had the most delicious Saskatoon smoothie. And what was in your taco?
Wasquatomina.
Misasquatomina.
Yeah. Misisquatomina.
No, no. Don't say that. But Saskatoons was everywhere on their menu. Yeah. You had like Saskatoon chicken teepee powwow taco or something.
Saskatoon walk around hot dog taco or something like that. But you know what? The coolest part about being there was there was a bunch of Nehiowak that walked in there as well as we were eating. And at the same time, the Wigimaga and her music was playing. And they played through the whole time we were sitting
and
there.
They didn't know that it was my music.
Yeah. And it was funny because all the Nehiowak would look at us. And then they would look at them. They'd look at us. Then they'd look at the workers. And those workers are just standing there.
Kind of just wondering to see if they were going to recognize. Because there was a few other people when we got there. And there was actually a Napio from Blake Wildcat. If you guys are familiar with the rodeo circuit, he was a part of that.
His name is Gugu Suwino. Yeah.
But we see him because, you know, I believe his mother's from out that way, too. And his paternal side's from Musquechees. Yeah. But he came there and he just happened to come there while we were there. And he's like, I wonder if they know this is you singing. And they ended up coming to give us free bannock and stuff. And they were just real happy to meet us after that. But I guess, you know, when I don't wear makeup and comb myself up, like on my album pictures, people don't recognize me.
Well, no, you got to realize that I think that the young lady that was working until she was a Munyao squill. Mm-hmm. And then the guy that was working in the back was, he was a Lebanese, right? So, yeah, I don't think they would. So.
I know. But somebody must have told them, though, because after that, they gave us some free stuff and they were real happy to see us.
I think he said, I listen to your music every morning. We play you on the radio.
It was pretty cool, though. But it was kind of funny because we knew that the other indigenous people in there were looking at us. And then they would look at them and then look at us. And we're just trying to sit there and eat and blend in.
Blending. The bannock balls were delicious, absolutely.
Then say bannock balls again.
Bannock balls. Me also in those bannock balls, netagagitin those bagusagin balls, bagatun. But they had like bannock cinnamon rolls. They had bannock like pizza. Mm-hmm. And lemons.
Yeah, it was like made out of bannock dough, but they had like these big cinnamon rolls with blueberries on them, or apple cinnamon. It was really delicious.
You know what? Yeah, it was made out of bannock.
Was it bannock balls?
Bannock balls. Yeah, but no, as to finish my story, they had bannock juice and bannock napkins. So, no.
But they had like, I had like this sockeye salmon powwow tipi taco. They had really long names for everything. We didn't even know what we ordered because everything looked real complicated. We're like, I'll get this one. Yep, that one. But it was really good. You actually had some Saskatoon tea and juice, which was delicious. It tastes exactly like how the juice tastes when you have like berry soup over here from at our feast and stuff, which was really good.
Wink juice was really good. That juice was me awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But no, no, it was good. The way it tasted, it was almost like opa, right? To be honest,
but yeah, it kind of tastes like Greek food, but like with a native twist on it.
Yeah, yeah. And then their little bannock that they added with the food was like the Greek, the opa's bread that they pita or whatever. So, but if I had a suggestion, just keep the bannock balls out. I think that's your best thing to put it with everything.
Bannock balls.
Bannock balls.
I'm just staring
at him. Again, bannock balls.
He's just real serious. He just looks at me, you know, just keep the bannock balls.
Keep the bannock balls and everything. Leave that pita bread stuff out of your menu.
Stick with the bannock balls and, you know, I'll come back to that cafe repetitively.
Rapidly.
The Saskatoon smoothie and juice, though, was enough to make me come back. Like, that was delicious.
I think they should have, like, meat tamapoy.
Yeah, they should have soup there. I didn't even know that they had Saskatoons in that part over there, like in Kamloops area, but it was delicious.
Bannock balls.
Let's end it off with one word.
Bannock balls.
Don't forget to join our Facebook group. If you guys have Facebook, check it out. The Cree Chatter Hour. We like to see how many people follow, and you know, we try interact with everybody on there. But if you haven't, go join it. And if there's anything cool that we want to share, we'll share it on that page as well. Mr. Waskahat, before we end this little segment of our show, is there anything you'd like to say?
Moya, I just am really thankful. I'm really excited to be home. I can't wait to go see my IC. You know what? I go to work actually all week. You know, I need to go support our people, and I'm excited to see our people. And
speaking of what we're going to be doing, though, this coming weekend, we're going to be down there in the Treaty 7. It's Treaty 7 down
Treaty
there.
7,
Treaty
yeah.
7 territory, Kainai Indian Days. Mr. Waskahat is going to be serving as the head drum judge, and Egwania, I'll be the head ladies backup judge. I think this is the first time they had a backup contest there. So you got all you lady backup singers, come on out. Come down with your groups and come and enjoy yourselves. We're going to have a very fun weekend. Kainai is one of my favorite powwows. We have a lot of history there with our group and with each other. Each other's. But
our each other's.
But you guys come on out. It's going to be a really good weekend.
And again, this is the Kainai, the Bloods always remind me of the late, great Jason Goodstricker.
Yep, he was an amazing MC. I used to always enjoy hearing him talk because he was one of the realest speakers out there. And he had a lot of knowledge. Nowadays, you can see his daughters even dancing at the powwows, which is really beautiful.
That's really beautiful to see for sure. And to hear that Goodstricker name, you know, continue strongly out there.
He was always really awesome to us in our group. And sure miss hearing him say, you know who else do we usually hear when we go down to that powwow out of nowhere? Like, is Emery Burning Grass.
Is he on that poster? That
I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna be there this year, but
he comes there, man.
He always calls me his ex. You guys don't know who Emery Burning Grass is, you guys check him out. He has some good videos there. And just for the record, he's not my ex. He wishes.
and he always says, "Keep the change. I'm on council."
Yeah. You gotta use that. Have you even used that yet?
No, I didn't even use that at all. I think the only one time I used something like on Facebook. Yeah, chief and counsel look at that. All of a sudden, someone comment, "Take your position seriously," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm just not only mad, I can't even say anything."
I know. Well, you know what? I don't think a lot of people realize that when you get elected into a position of leadership, that you're still going to be the same person you were before. It's just you have a new responsibility. And if anybody knows Dallas from before, like,
it's just like that kind. that kind, somewhat mad kind message I got there a few days ago.
Most of the time, he doesn't even know what he does to people off, no, but they let him know, and he's like, oh, what?
Huh? What? Oh, no.
Well, sorry.
Well, cool. I don't know. Yeah, sorry, though. Love you.
But with that, you guys, stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.